In Los Angeles, I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. Welcome to September. It's the first day of the month, and so far, September is looking a little like the last week of August. The Dow is down 470 points today. We're now in the second week of extreme volatility in the markets. This morning, the New York Stock Exchange invoked something called Rule 48. It's used to hopefully stabilize trading when the exchange is set to open way up or way down. And the exchange has been using it a lot these days. Marketplace's Mark Garrison tells us why.
When word gets out it's a Rule 48 morning, traders tell clients to buckle up. NYSE floor veteran Ted Weisberg is founder of Seaport Securities.
It's usually a worst-case scenario, and it's our job to transmit that news to our clients.
Think of Rule 48 as letting the NYSE floor staff get straight to opening the market. It's unique to NYSE because real people manage the exchange's opening. The folks in blue jackets you see on TV in front of computer screens are called designated market makers, or DMMs. On a volatile day, determining the opening price can take more time. Charles Jones is a finance professor at Columbia Business School.
Those humans actually have limited processing capacity, so it's really designed to make things a little easier on the humans.
Stocks don't open at the same price where they closed the day before because stuff happens overnight that affects companies. If crazy stuff happens to a company, the DMM may have to give out additional information, which can delay the stock's opening. And if the whole market is volatile, that could mean a widespread NYSE opening delay. Amber Anand is a Syracuse finance professor.
It could add to the uncertainty in the market. So in that scenario, it might be better to just let trading start, see where markets end up.
And that's what Rule 48 does. In that way, the rule is different than other market safeguards like circuit breakers and limit up, limit down, which pause trading. But in a situation like today, a delayed opening could add to anxiety, says Sayana Mustofi with the TAB Group.
The thought behind it is that once they open, it will do away with the uncertainty in the market in terms of seeing the prices change.
Even if it's a rocky day on the floor, Wall Street still wants to know the numbers. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.